Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
I didn't see that one coming. Okay. Is it okay if I use this? Fine. Good, thank you. Praise the Lord. So I just have a few thoughts that I just thought I should share with us, because by virtue of what I do and the circumstance of my life at the moment, amen. There are a few things that I see God impressed, you know, in my heart, and in the things that I see happening around, and I know that it's not just things happening by chance, that I can see the will of God and the plan of God unfolding for humanity. Like, you know, I mean, I live in Nigeria. I work in Nigeria, even though I have a family here. But the past 2 years, there have been quite a lot happening in Nigeria. One of the things, you know, I follow a lot of events here because I have a huge part of me here as well. and something I see the same pattern, you know, regardless of where, the same pattern, you know, the enemy's strategy is the same. Say that it comes to kill, to steal, to destroy, you know, and if you look at it all over, everywhere, the same thing. I want to bring an example. Like 2 years ago, I think it was 2014, we had elections in Nigeria, and it was a very, very, I like to go out to elections and to vote for election, but this was difficult for me a bit. It was difficult because, for once, the person that was there, even though it was Christian nominally, he had done so much damage that it was difficult to think of them staying for another couple of years. But for the part where I come from, he had so much support. I don't know, for whatever reason. But there's this other guy that was there, who is the present president now. He came, and there was a lot, you know, that in Nigeria there have been plans to Islamize the country. I don't know if some of you are aware of it.
Yes.
And this has not been a new plan. It's been a plan that has been there for a very long time. And they've been working it. They've not gone to sleep. They've been working it over time. And one of the things I saw coming was this was the actualization of that plan. You know.
Yes.
But there's something I saw as well. I saw that the Christians were going to give it to them in Nigeria.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. So what they did was they got somebody that was like a Christian, a pastor, a revered fellow, to run with him, and people got carried away, and there was such massive support, and they got him to office. But yes, yes. And people got carried away, and I don't know that people were praying anymore. I just felt that, okay, since he was there, that was the will of God. But there was I grieved in my heart because I saw what was coming. I was pained a bit. But one thing I know, one thing God kept telling me, that he that dwells in the presence of the Most High, sorry, the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I know something God had told me, I think 2012, you know, he said, come out from whatever it is you're doing. You know, he said, get under me. It's going to get very, very rough. So that started coming, and so when this came, so many things are happening in the country now. I mean, a lot of ties that they have with so many places have been, you know, broken, and it's causing so much untold hardship. And now, the Christians are beginning to ask questions that, the churches, that did we get this one right? And also, I want to share again something that happened, I think, earlier on this month, because brethren, God is not going to sit down and watch anymore. This is the period where God is showing His might. And it's a period where you can't mock God anymore. Scripture says that being not deceived, God is not mocked. You know? And God is beginning to show Himself in such, not in the abstract sense, but in actuality. And people are beginning to see that, hey, there is God. And then the people that have the heart for God, they're going to have to make up their mind, what are you going to do? Yes. So it's not, I don't know what Brother Magda, who was talking about loyalty. It's not, it's where is your allegiance? You know, is it to God or is it to the things that you're following? So recently, there was this group and the guy that was somewhere in Uyo, not too far from where I work at the moment. I mean, it's you know, they have some of these celebrity preachers in Nigeria. So it was a very huge crowd in a huge auditorium. And the governor of that state was there as well. And I think that they haven't had more crowd in that place than that day, actually. And right when, and they were going to, when you make a bishop.
Coronation.
I used that word and someone said that was in the words. So right in the middle of the service, the whole auditorium caved in and killed people in hundreds, a lot of people. It was a very, very bad sight to see. But for me, it was significant. And I said to myself, God, I mean, God's hands is not short, you know. People say, oh, the design and all of that. Mm-mm. I mean, you know, whatever, however weak the foundation of the building was, God was able to hold it. You know, and the timing where it happened for me was significant. It was very, very significant. But something I tell you, brethren, and I've heard from people over there now. People are beginning to, you know, begin to ask the question. You know, what is going on? You know, so I see that we have come to a point in our lives where, you know, it's not going to be what the affiliation that you have. Scripture says that, you know, man shall not live by what? By bread alone. It's going to be, what is God saying to you as a person? By every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You know, what is God saying to you? What is God saying to your circumstances, to your situation? Every man has to have that word for his, for herself. You know, and that's what's going to keep that man in this onslaught of the enemy that we see coming. And brethren, I said it because I look at the destruction around. I mean, if you watch the news very well, I remember, I don't know, it was 2014 or so. When they had that issue in Middle East and those people started tripping in, and I remember what God said to me, that there's no strategy that would have prevented this. So all the immigration's strategy, everything was broken. Yes. And we had that onslaught into Europe from the Middle East. And what that said to me was that we could sit down and plan so many things. But brethren, you know, we have to watch, because the enemy is always one step ahead.
Yes,
you know, always one step ahead. But God, what God is doing to the people that are listening to what God is saying, God is putting them at a vantage position to see what the enemy is doing. And of their own will and volition, they have to make up their mind what to do about it. So I see, and brethren, I really encourage us that, I mean, for what we see, what's going on, brethren, it's not It's more than, scripture says that what we wrestle with is not flesh and blood. You know, there are so many things, you know, there are so many, you know, he says principalities, he says power, he says rulers, you know, of the darkness of this world, you know. So there are so many, and so I used to listen to Brother sometimes, he said, you cannot use the enemy's weapon against him, you know. So brethren, I mean, it's a time when people have to come together, and even wherever you are, you know, begin to let God open our eyes to see what's going on and to prepare us, you know, how we are going to stand in this time that we are in. It is dangerous times, it is perilous times, brethren. And I don't know that, you know, something God said to me 2 years ago, he said that it's not geographical, the hiding that you will need is not about geography. Yeah. It's not location. It's going to be different from each and every man.
Yeah.
You know? God's going to bring circumstances, he's going to take you to some places, and all the reason for that movement is just to hide you. Amen. Or to protect you, or to preserve you for what's going to come. But every man has to listen for himself. You know, I ask God, what is God saying at this time that we are in? And I don't know. A few of you, are aware of, you know, our situation. You know, back in the, we used to have a little fellowship in Lekki, and you know, some things came up, and you know, the brethren we moved to different locations, and when you look back, it is not really about that movement really. It's about what is God saying to people at this time.
Right.
You know. So for me, it's been something that, you know, I've been in my heart. Wherever I find myself, I'm asking God, what is your will? What are your thoughts for that next step? Because brethren, that next step is very, very important. That next place you want to find yourself, or you want to move to, or whatever you want to do, it can be very, very important, or is very, very important. So I just want to encourage us, you know. This morning when I woke up, there's a word that came to my heart, a scripture that came to my heart. It says, stand fast in the liberty wherewith what Christ, I think it was Galatians 5, wherewith Christ has made us free. It says, be not entangled again with what? The yoke of bondage. You know. It says, brethren, we have been called unto what? Liberty. You know. So it's a very, very peculiar time that we are in. But it's a time that we would have to be very, very alert in the spirit. What is God saying to us as people? Because brethren, it's going to be very, very, I don't know what to use, but it's going to be very, very critical, important to each and every one of us, what God is saying to us at this time. And the time as well, I say, to exhort one another even the more as we see this day what approaching. You know? So we see ourselves, you know, gathering and what God is saying, we need to bring it out and just talk to ourselves and see if there's a confirmation of what God is saying. You know. I've been really, really blessed. You know, I look forward to this time of coming out here. And I can't tell you how much I've been blessed. But one thing in my heart, I've been yearning for a lot. You know, and sometimes I've not gotten the answers, but I've asked God that even when I don't know where to go to, let me be clear where not to go to.
Right.
You know, I, at least to stay away from trouble. You know, and I believe that, you know, the word that came to us yesterday was, for me, was a response. You know, I spoke with Brother Chiyoke yesterday and I told him, you need to look for that message yesterday. Because for me, it was a response of something that had been in my heart, you know, for a very long time. And God bringing it clear, you know, to me that, I mean, this thing, this is my plan, and we have to be patient, we have to be, you know, hopeful what he wants to do, you know, for us. So I really want to encourage us, brethren, you know, that you know, the foundations of the Lord stand sure. You know, it doesn't matter what we see. It doesn't matter what it looks like. God has a plan. And it doesn't matter what the enemy wants to do. You know, God's counsel will stand at the end of the day. You know. So, and also I see in our midst a lot of young people. And I mean, I'm a young person, but I mean... I have a few gray. Okay, coming from you, yes. I think it's a period as well where with all the influence, with all the, you know, the issues we see around, is what God has given to us is not common. You know, I don't know if I have another word to use. It's not really common. I remember coming out here sometime early this year. Myself and my wife, we had considered, you know, having the kids back and having everybody back. But I had one problem. Yeah, I had one problem, and one of the problems I had was, you know, I have a busy schedule, and of course, when she gets back, she continues her medical profession. But one of the issues we had was, when they come back, what happens to them? Because there's so much seed that has been sown to them the period that they have been here. And it got to the point, Ian said that, well, I mean, if we take that step eventually, I have to get out of work and be with the children. But God said something otherwise to us, and He showed us what His plan was. But what I'm trying to say is that where we are, the things that the children don't have some of these privileges that you have here, where we are. There's a lot of you know, in the country that I am, there's, I mean, church is a popular thing. You know, it's. And this, if you have a garden like this, it was very, very unpopular. I don't know what to use. So even the breakaway church that we had, it's drifting back to the mainstream church setting. I don't know if you know what I mean, you know. And some of the places I started out in, I've had the privilege of visiting, you know, recent ones, a couple of them. It's been difficult to go there and stay there anymore. You know, because it's not the way when I left, we actually, you know, gravitated back to where we thought we came from.
Yeah, same.
You know. So it's as bad as even you don't when you're, it looks like you're in a secluded lifestyle out there. Because the places you could send your children to before, you couldn't anymore. A lot has happened. So there's a lot of privilege that we have here. And it's something that we have to take, you know, very seriously. And take, you know, and grab it, lay hold of it, you know. And because I will tell you, for me... I think I was about maybe 16 or 17 when I was in Port Harcourt, and those early days when Brother Jusir and Brother Bob started coming around. And I tell you, I've had a lot of movements since that time, but this world has not left me, you know. And I've been in places where I've been alone for so many times. I've been in places where. It was just me, and God bless Sister Pat. Once in a while, she would drive down to just visit, spend a night or two nights with me. But the one thing that has not left me was this word, you know. And even in times when it didn't look like I was doing the best, but when I hear something else, I knew what the truth was, and I knew that my life depended on it.
Yeah.
You know, and it didn't matter my condition, my circumstances at the time. I knew that this was life and death for me. I don't know, so many of you probably don't know, I mean the story, how Inyang and I met. Inyang was not really, in the church as it were at the time. You know, but I remember very well, I think it was in the early 90s, when Brother Seal, they came to, it was Port Harcourt. And Brother Bott was talking about how, I think he was Barack or so, when he was going to get married, how he came to him and all that. But there's some things he mentioned, and at that time, from that ministry, I told myself, God, that when I get to that point, what I want a woman that has a yearning and a love for you, because I knew my whole life from then on depended on it. I said, some of us have come to a point where one wrong detour, everything is gone. All the work that's been put before can be gone. Sister Pat used to always tell me that it either makes you or it mars you or it destroys you. You know, and my father used to say something to me, my dad, he says that be sure of one thing, that both of you burn your fire in one place. At least, you're not burning here and she is going somewhere else to burn that fire. You know, so this word that we have heard, it's a very scarce word, and it's going to get more scarce as the day go. You know, it's not going to get any. The group is going to, sadly to say, it might get smaller and smaller and smaller. Even where we meet in Lekki, there are some things I couldn't talk about in fellowship. You know? Because, you know, it didn't sound like it was a popular thing to say in fellowship. You know? But some of them I knew that these are things that God was impressing upon my heart. But those things have kept me, and those things have moved me, you know, wherever it is I'm going to. So brethren, I want to encourage us, let's not be weary, you know, let's not be downcast in any way about how things are. You know, there's a plan of God that's unraveling at this time, this age that we are in. And every man that puts himself in that place of God, you know, is going to see that plan of God. But again, it says he that comes to him first of all has to believe that he is God. And he's able to reward them that diligently, you know, seek him. You know. And there can be troubles, you know, everywhere. If you have the kind of regular, you know, job that I have. It was very painful when I was told I had to move from Lagos to Port Harcourt. I was in denial for quite a couple of weeks, you know, and it was bad. It was bad, and my manager was really surprised that it hit me that bad. But really, it wasn't about the location. I thought about so many things. I said, God, so what happens to the brethren when they come to Lagos? You know, it gripped my heart. I just felt like it was just the enemy trying to, you know, do something here. Because I felt there was a reason I was in Lagos, not just for my comfort of the city. I mean, I'm pretty much a private person, you know, but. It just kept going, and it was bad. It went up to our deputy MD at the time, and he called and said, "What do you want? We really want you out there." And really, it wasn't about what I wanted. It was really about why am I even going out there in the first place, you know? And then when the first said, "Okay, so if you go out there, what would you? I mean." I said, even if I want to go out there, I don't mind doing this, but there's one job I would not want to do when I go out there. You know? And I said, okay, we've heard. And when he eventually came, it was that only one job I didn't want to do. That's the one they sent me to go and do.
Surprise.
it was... I can talk about it and I'll probably smile, but it wasn't funny at the time. because it wasn't just in the aspect of the job, but it was the aspect of the people that were I was going to be confronting every day, you know. And then, like I always say, you know, the work I do, the oil and gas, is a very, very corrupt environment. And corrupt not just with changing money, with lives as well. I mean, they can be going after your life, and they can be, you know, but it wasn't long I knew why God sent me out there. You know, the aspect of the job is different, but, you know, God led me to, you know, a ministry out there, some in a village. I really was blessed, and I said, God, I can see now why you sent me out here. I don't know for how long, but as long as I'm here, there was a joy that came to my heart. You know, because where I am is just about an hour, 10, 20 minutes to the fellowship I grew up in, Port Harcourt. But you know, the ways of God are kind of, you know, different. He took me in another direction, you know, and this is dirt road. Like you drive like 1.5 hours, but every Sunday morning as I'm driving there, there was a lot of joy and life for me to go out there, yeah. You know, yeah. And not only going out there, because from the reception I saw that, you know, God was actually sending me to these people. You know, for them to be a blessing to my life and for me to be a blessing to their lives as well.
Amen.
So our circumstances just, you know, I mean, differ and change everywhere we move, but we need to always ask God, what is the thing that He wants for us in the next move that we're going to go? Because brethren, I don't know how to put it, but I'll say it again, that next step is very, very critical for each and every one of us. So I encourage our hearts, you know, just to hold on strong and to trust God. And if God brings you to some very remote, you know, funny locations, you know, that's what God wants to do. And first ask God, why are you doing this way? What would you want for me to do here? You know, I believe my circumstances are going to change. More than anything else, as my family, you know, situation now, I believe it's going to change soon. But until that time, I just want to bless God for what it is today, and just continue to ask for God to help us. I don't know if we. I would really, yeah, there's that I don't know, that song just keeps reverberating in my heart. I don't know if we, some of us know it, that song in Galatians 1:5:1, where it says, stand fast in the liberty wherewith God has made us free. I don't know if anybody. Yes, 5:1.
Can I read the scripture real
Yes,
quick?
Yes.
That's okay. It says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
And then 13.
And then the second verse?
No, 13.
13. For brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another.
And 21 and 22.
And 22?
21 and 22.
22. Envyings, murders, drunkenness. No.
21 or 22?
22.
Yes.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love,
yes,
joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law.
Amen. So that's the word I hear God say to me. You know, says, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has set us free, has made us free. It says, do not be entangled again in the yoke of bondage. Amen. God bless us. Amen.
Yeah. So,
Yeah, there's a song. I don't know.
Do we know it? Can you write? Can you teach it to us?
I don't know.
Oh, she doesn't know it either.
Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. I don't know what to put it up so I can't get the words. No, I'm bringing my laptop.
As we're getting the song, I want to share a little testimony. We came into Nigeria one day, Nancy and I, and we met this man, this oil man. He was a worker on one of the rigs, and he had tattoos all of his arms, around his neck, around his 17 or 18 inch neck, you know, shirt collar. And that man, I don't know, for whatever reason, God gave us favor with him. You remember that? It started on the plane. No, it started before we got in the plane. Right. Because we were there and we were out of sorts with the line that was supposed to go on. And he said, no, here, you two come. And he put us in there. And he put us in the front of the line. Nobody was arguing with him. I didn't, just went along with him. And when we got to Nigeria, he was explaining to me. I didn't tell him I had been here many times before. He was explaining to me the process, and he was saying, well, it can be a little intimidating. I said, oh, really? And then he kind of shepherded us through the process. He shepherded us through the process. If you judge by his appearance, rough, tough, and I'm sure he could have been if he wanted to be, rough, tough, hard, but he was very kind to us, very kind to us. And then when he left us, he bade us goodbye and gave us a blessing almost. Yes, she gave him a Mr. Pegalo. So it really was something that spoke to me, and I just wanted to pass that along. It was really a blessing. The man took care of us, you know, and he kind of blessed us, and he said, "Well, God bless you too, son."
Amen.
Well, this guy worked out on one of the rigs, or he was out in the bush somewhere.
Yeah, amen.
He was a rough guy.
Did well, Lord?
Yeah. Josiah, you want to put it up?
I don't have it. I'm having trouble.
Okay. Oh, he's got it on his
screen. It's just a scripture. Do you have your...
It is an apple, too.
Yeah, I just just collapse this. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Let's take it again. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has
has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another.
22. We'll get it. We'll get it. Yeah. Go to 22.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. Against such there is no law. Thankless is the liberty wherewith Christ has set us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Thankless is the liberty wherewith Christ has set us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. For brethren, we have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. Against such there is no law. Thank Christ the liberty where in Christ the King of kings, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
Sister, you have a higher voice. your pitch is higher, so you probably can help, to... Okay.
For occasion to the flesh, but by the earth on another. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. Against such there is no law. Thank Christ in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. For brethren, we have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. Against such there is no law. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, meekness, temperance, faith. Against such there is no law. Sanctify the liberty wherewith Christ has led us free. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
But you know where I learned this song? You guys taught me this song. So if you look at one of the foundational messages of one of the foundational messages of Brother Adesio.
You just resurrected.
Okay. Life of the Soul. Towards the end, they sang this song. And you know, when I'm flying, it's one. Not that I love to fly, but it's one of my most rewarding times when I'm really flying, because then I don't have distraction. And so, yeah, I don't have phone calls coming from office. I don't have any. You can't reach me, you know. So, and since I don't watch, I'm not a TV person. So, it's that time when. So this last trip, I was going to do 17 hours late from Dubai down here. And I said, God, something has to happen, you know. And it was a very rewarding time. And I just kept singing this song for hours. I just couldn't stop, you know. And it was a message to me, you know, God saying to me, stand fast in the liberty, you know, wherewith I have made you free. Be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage. Amen. Amen. You know.
Amen.
So it just... It's just been in my heart. I just bless God for it, you know. And I think it's a word for every one of us as well. You know, to stand fast in this liberty. Every God has. It's not a common liberty. It's a liberty from above.
Yes.
You know, it's not like the peace that you have. And he said, "My peace I give to you, not like the world gives to you."
Yeah.
Amen. God bless you, brother.
Yeah.